learn of you. I pray that you would open our eyes today in what you have for us, God. I pray that you would work in each heart and help us to see more of you, more of your truth. Thank you for your love to us. Pray that you'd be with us here, be with me. Help me to share truth according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So there was a man in the Bible that knew a lot about God, even knew God, and yeah, you might know him. His name's Jonah. He was called by God one day to go preach repentance to the people of Nineveh, and it seems that he didn't want to. He fled from the presence of the Lord to Joppa and got on a ship headed for Tarshish, which is about 2,500 miles, the opposite direction of Nineveh. And you all know the story. The ship got in a storm and he was thrown overboard eventually and was swallowed by a whale. And in the whale he prayed and God caused the whale to spit him up on dry land. And then the word of the Lord came to him again and said, go to Nineveh and preach repentance. So he went to Nineveh and he started going into the city preaching, and the people of Nineveh repented and proclaimed a fast, and the king dressed himself in sackcloth and commanded that even the cattle weren't supposed to eat or drink. And God turned away his wrath from Nineveh. But Jonah was angry. He was angry because his enemies weren't destroyed. And in Jonah 4, sorry. Verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. So Jonah knew that God was gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of great kindness. But yet he failed to see God's love for people. And yeah, he didn't have the love of God in his belief system. Didn't apply it. In 1 John 3, verse 1. It says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Again, in Romans 5, in verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So, we see God's great love for mankind here. God loves us, even when we were sinners in rebellion to him, even when we're his enemies, if you want to put it that way. He died for us. That's an amazing love. I want to read again in 1 John chapter 4. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So God manifested his love for us, sending his only Son into the world, that we should live through him. And we didn't love him, but he loved us. See that God loved and he gave because of that love. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave. It's one of the how we love is by giving. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving in Romans 12, verse 6. Sorry, Hebrews 12, verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So here, it looks like maybe sometimes God takes away things or chastens us, scourges us in love. But even in those things, God is giving us his blessing, blessing us in ways that we don't maybe realize. Sometimes God gives us, withholds good things in place of his best for our lives. And then in John 13, verse 35, it says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So as Christians, we should be known for our love for each other and for God. It says that all men will know that we're his disciples if we have love one for another. Are we known for our love? Do people see us and see a picture of love? So how is this love demonstrated in our lives? Love is giving to the basic needs of others without having personal reward as my motive. I want to read in John 15. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You see that the true love, or love that gives, stands out because it's one of the most uncommon things in our human nature to give up ourselves and lay down our lives for others. There were two men traveling on a dangerous road, and they saw a man that needed help. And the one thought, what will happen to me if I stop and help this man? And the other one thought, what will happen to this man if I don't stop and help him? It's a picture of love there, practically. God so loved the world that he gave. Do we love enough to give? God gave to make salvation possible, and he commands us to give, to make salvation known. When we really get a hold of or get a small view of how much God loves us, and how much he sacrificed to redeem us, how could we not love in that way when we truly know him? God went through the great pain of giving his son and dying for us to make salvation possible. And often we rejoice in that, but we go on in selfishness, focusing on us and not doing those things. In Revelations 2, the letters to the churches, God said that they've lost their first love. Their love was growing colder. Let's grow in our love for God and others. And God commands us to love our enemies. Luke 6:35, but if you love your enemies, love ye your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Looking back into the story of Jonah, he didn't love his enemies, but that's, God loved the people of Nineveh, and it's an example to us. And we need God's power to love in this way. We can't, of ourselves, we can't love sacrificially in the way that God has loved, does love us, but God can love through us as we surrender ourselves to him. Again, in John 15, verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So again, Jesus said, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Can you imagine? I don't think we can comprehend that. We're to continue in his love. And then in verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We see that in the nature of true love, there's an element of death, or sacrifice, laying down our lives for others. Jonah didn't really want to give up his goals and dreams and allow God to work in his life the way that he wanted to, but Jonah wanted the people of Nineveh to be destroyed. And to love those that have wronged us, those that have taken advantage of us in this way is hard. But we can surrender to God and let him love those people through us. Are we laying down our lives so that God can fill us with his life, or are we full of ourselves with no room for God? So yeah, the gospel is the greatest gift we can give. God loved enough to give, and he asks us, he commands us to do the same. Give, to preach the gospel throughout the world. We're God's image bearers on earth. The image of Jesus shines through true Christians. May it shine through us more and brighter. Yeah, and I think if we realize that we are, our flesh is crucified with Christ, we are not an entity. So if we realize that and apply that, there is no room for selfishness there. And we can allow God to have his rightful place. May we allow God to love truly through us. That's all I have.
All right, if all the children could come forward. Well, good morning, children. Is it a good morning? Good morning. All right. So, it's good to be gathered together here, isn't it? All right, well, let's begin with a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can gather together here and hear your word spoken and hear about Jonah, and that we would have love for each other as we've already heard, and that you would help us to do that, and just pray that we would play our part and use our gifts as you have given them to us, and just bless this time and help us to learn. Bless each one of these children. Help them to grow into godly people that want to honor and glorify you. Thank you for each one of them, and just pray your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning I have a little something here, and I'm going to pass this around, and each of you are going to just take one for now. Okay, go ahead and take one, and you're going to help me with something here. I think there's going to be, some of you might wind up getting two. That's all right. Okay. Oh boy. There's a whole bunch in there, isn't there? All right, we'll start back over here. Go ahead and take another one. Mm-hmm. handle. Wow. Must have some missing children this morning. Okay. These are pieces to a puzzle. Go ahead and take another one. I'm going to go back the other way. Take another one. All right. Just about done. Okay, there's three left. All right. There you go. Okay. Now we have a puzzle here that we're going to put together. Hopefully it won't take too long, but each of you guys has several pieces of puzzle, and we're going to put this puzzle together here, probably try and do it fairly quick, but so if Joshua, we'll start with you, and you want to come put your piece on, and then we'll just kind of work from there. Maybe you want to put a couple of them on if you can figure it out. It's pretty straightforward. They're kind of marked out, but if you want to do that, we'll just talk a little bit about this. So you want to come up here and put this together. There's kind of shape. I'll probably help you a little bit. If you have a couple left. Okay, why don't you hold on to those? Just do those for now. Might take a little bit of time, but did you figure it out? That one goes there. This one goes here. Okay. You just have two. Okay, hang on to those ones. Okay. Your turn. Here. Alright, that one's a bigger one.
Oh, I see.
There you go. This one goes right here, see? There we go. It's starting to come together now, isn't it?
Oh boy, that one's hard.
Where do you think this one goes?
I don't know.
Sometimes it's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Right there. Okay. All right, Cameron, your turn. That one go there? No, not quite. Let's see. Where do you think this one goes? Oh, look. Look. Try right there. Right here. Ah, look. It fits. And it's perfect, isn't it? Where do you think that one goes? Oh, look. I think somewhere right up in here. Can you figure it out? Yeah, there we go. Let's see, what does it look like? Ah, there you go. You saw that one. Good job. Yeah. All right. You hang on to that one for right now, okay? You can sit back down. I'll let you put it on here in a minute. Your turn. Looks like that one goes kind of on up towards the top, maybe. Yeah, there. Goes right there. Okay. Let's see. Sometimes you kind of turn them a little bit. I'm not sure about this one. What do you have there? That's not right. Oh, look. That goes there. It's hard when there's not pieces around it. Did you figure it out? Oh. Got a couple hard ones. Where do you think it goes? Okay, look. Look here. This one goes here. Okay. There you go. All right. Perfect. Yes, good job. All right, your turn. We're putting this puzzle together. And there's a certain spot for each piece. And you can't change where they go. They have to all be in the right order, right? Can't put this piece over here, isn't gonna work. But it has to be there and it has to play its part in the puzzle and making the picture, right? Some of this got moved a little. Let's try to fix it here. Okay, that one goes up near the top. You see it? Okay. Oh, that one, I think. Does that one go? There you go. You found it. Okay. Sophie, your turn. So, children, we're putting this puzzle together. Now, what if we decided that we didn't want one of the pieces? What would happen to the puzzle? Would it look nice if we left a piece out? What if we were a piece of that puzzle and we decided that we just didn't feel like being in that puzzle, and we just didn't want to do that. And so we just decided that we're just going to not do it and just stay where we're at and not do what we should be doing in part of that puzzle. What do you think? Do you think that would look very nice? Do you think that would be being a good helper to making the picture look good? Well, if each person does what they need to do and play their part and use what God has given them, then God's big picture can all be played out and it can become a beautiful thing. And it can help show God's love, like we heard this morning already, and spread the gospel. But if we're stubborn and unwilling to use the gifts that God has given to us, and we don't use those gifts, then it can become kind of a problem. All right, Sarai, your turn. I don't think it quite goes there. No, don't think it goes there either. Yeah, sometimes. Okay. That one looks like it goes in the corner. So let's maybe try. Does it go right there? There we go. That one works. Oops. Here. That one might need to go right here. That one's gonna go down here. Right here. Nope, flip it over. Yeah, there you go. Good job. One more. Here. think it goes right there. Nope. You had it right that way. No, I guess not. Here, turn it. There. Goes that way. All right. Very good. Thank you. All right. Your turn. Yep, I think you got it. Just got moved over a little bit. Wow, starting to come together now, isn't it? More pieces that are here, the easier it gets. Nope, just turn it. Just turn it a little, nope, the other way. Ah. Do you like doing puzzles? All right, your turn. Let's see, that one's got some. Ah, there, you found it. Oh, you guys are good at puzzles. Wow. I was never very good at these, but. Oh, nope, you had it. Right there. It does go right there. Just turn, yep, there. Good job. That one. Seems like it should go up there, doesn't it? Here, try this part. Very good. All right, Emily, your turn. We figured it out. Let me see. What do you have? This one has some birds. Where do you think this one goes? No? Somewhere up here. You put it down. Does it go right there? You fit it in there? All right. What else do you have? Something with trees on it. It's got some little trees. Where does that one go? Look. Nope. No, that wasn't right either. Let me see. How's this work? Oh, I think we gotta fix this one first. This one belongs. Can you try over here? Down just a little bit. Okay, perfect. And that one looks like this one. Look here. Look, does it fit there? Oh, it fits. Great job. All right. Spencer, your turn. There. Is that it? Good job. Oh. Your turn. Where did these come from? Are they in? Oh, okay. Nope, I think that was right. Okay, you wanna put these ones on? Wow, this puzzle is really coming together here. We're almost there. All right. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your help, children. Now, this puzzle is looking really good. It looks like it's picture of Noah's Ark. See that picture? See, everybody's putting their pieces in there, but is there something wrong with this puzzle? What's wrong with that puzzle? Oh no. What do we do about that? Missing pieces. Uh-oh. Somebody's got some pieces. We gotta use all those parts. There's some parts missing here. Who wants to come and put their parts in? You guys not want to put those parts on? Maybe you don't feel like it. Maybe you don't feel like putting those. Maybe you did a little bit, but you just don't quite want to do the rest of it. Or do you? You do? Okay, Josh, you go ahead. Okay, thank you. All right, Cameron. Do you want to put that piece on? Hey, look, it's getting closer. Okay. Well, we just filled in a few more. It's looking better too, isn't it? There's still a problem. We're still missing some pieces. Oh, here's some. Put those in here. What if I didn't want to? What if I decided that the ducks, they didn't matter? Wouldn't have duck eggs, I guess. Put that one in. Is there one more piece somewhere? Well, we'll pretend it's there. But here is a puzzle that everybody helped put together. And each person had a piece to play, or several pieces to play, in making this picture look really, really nice. And if some of us decided that we didn't want to play our pieces and help fill this puzzle in, it wouldn't look very good. It would be like this spot here, kind of holy, like not really holy, but missing a part. And there's a few verses I want to just quickly read before we finish up here that talks about that. And it's in Romans 12. We'll just read 4 through 8. It says, "For we have many parts in one body, but these parts do not have all the same function." This is from a little bit of a different version. But in the same way, even though we are many people, we are one body in Christ, and individual parts connected to each other. We have different gifts based on the grace that was given to us. So if your gift is prophecy, use your gift in proportion to your faith. If your gift is serving, devote yourself to serving others. If it is teaching, devote yourself to teaching others. If it is encouraging, devote yourself to encouraging others. If it is sharing, share generously. If it is leading, lead enthusiastically. If it is helping, help cheerfully. So we're talking about many different gifts. And each one of us has a gift and a part to play in making up this nice picture or making up the body of Christ or whatever it is that we're doing, we have a part to play. And if we're not playing our part, then it doesn't look very nice. It doesn't help the people around us. And it's good to do our part. Like when we're at home, and maybe some of us are really good at washing dishes and we get those dishes nice and clean for mom. Or maybe some of us really like to vacuum and we get that carpet looking nice and clean again. Or maybe we're really good at helping with the younger ones and helping mom keep them, you know, from crying and helping them keep them content. Whatever it is, God has a plan for each one of you and a gift that he has given to you. And just remember that God wants each one of us to use those gifts as he's given and to play our part and to do what he wants us to do and to be obedient to his will and also especially to our parents too, because when you're obedient to your parents and playing your part, then you are also obeying God. So if you guys can remember that we all have a part to play in creating this nice picture that God wants us to create. That is being people that are after him and loving each other and shining his light. So if we could just have a quick word of prayer before we go back to our parents. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these children again and just pray your blessing upon them. Help them to desire to be a piece in this puzzle that we have just created here and that you have asked them to be a part and helping to fulfill your plan here on this earth, Lord, as we minister to those around us and to our families. Help them to just want to honor and glorify you, to give their hearts to you. Just bless them and be with the remainder of the service. Just be with each one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may go back to your parents. Thank you for your help, children.
Let's stand and sing number 489. And the reason that I'm thinking about this song is in the verse 1, it says, "Prepare my life to fill its place." And I was thinking about that puzzle and maybe our place. 489.